Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Two WWE stars suspended, some big changes to WWE TLC, and CM Punk plays fantasy booker.
The loser of the match gets what's in the shark cage.
For Wednesday, December the 12th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. So in case you missed it, this is a story that broke yesterday. This comes from WWE.com. WWE has suspended Eddie Colon, Primo Colon to us, and Robert Roode each for 30 days, effective immediately for a first violation of the company's talent wellness policy. So both Robert Roode and Primo have been stung by the wellness policy in the last few hours. Robert Roode was last on SmackDown on the 29th of November. So it hasn't actually been on the show for a few weeks now. Last saw him in a losing effort to Roman Reigns. However, for Primo, it's been even longer. We haven't seen Primo Colon on WWE television since February. The shining stars have really fallen out of favor, and probably now even more so. Primo wrestled two matches in Puerto Rico this past summer, as he and Epico have still been employed with the WWE throughout the summer, but there's nothing for them. The old adage of creative having nothing for them. Now, some reports have suggested that the two are no longer with the company at all. However, the fact that Primo has been suspended by the WWE suggests that they probably are. I mean, you can't suspend somebody that doesn't work for you. This might suggest some potential changes to TLC. There was talk that Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode would be challenging The New Day for the WWE Tag Team titles on TLC this Sunday. And that was a match that seems to have been changed relatively last minute. Whether this is a reason why, we can only speculate. But it means that both of these guys now won't see action in the WWE until 2020. Obviously, that is all that we know for now. If you keep up with Cultaholic.com, if we know more, you will know more about it at Cultaholic.com.
Crashing through the air, it's tables, ladders, and chairs. Everywhere you go, it's chaos, you will know. Oh, TLC, TLC, danger all the way. Oh, what a blast to watch them crash on a pay-per-view Sunday.
It's not the holidays without a little TLC. WWE TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, live on WWE Network.
TLC is this Sunday, and they finally got round to actually booking the show, which is good of them, wasn't it? We've seen a few matches announced, we've seen a few matches speculated, a few matches may now not be happening. Let's break everything down that we know. So on Backstage last night, we found out that we're going to see the Viking Raiders offering an open challenge to any tag team at WWE TLC. So I was racking my brains to think of any tag teams that are currently without contract in the entire world, whether this is somewhere we see a debuting team. Nothing strikes me at the moment. This could also potentially be the chance for a team to be called from NXT. Possibly the Forgotten Sons. They come to mind immediately. Possibly Undisputed Era, seeking revenge for Survivor Series, could possibly turn up as well. But we shall see. There's been a lot of love for Viking Raiders in WWE, particularly on Monday Night Raw, where they have been on quite the tear. And I'll be intrigued to see who ends up challenging them. They could go with something simple like the Good Brothers, who they've had previous dalliances with on Monday Night Raw. That would certainly make sense. Now, one star has been reportedly pulled from TLC, and that is Braun Strowman. There is another, which we'll get to in a short while. But we know that Braun Strowman won't be a part of TLC as he suffered an injury, we believe, to his back or to his hip over the weekend, was taken off the live event tour for the time being. The early plan was going to be for Shinsuke Nakamura to defend the Intercontinental Championship against Braun Strowman. Now, that match hasn't been officially announced, but of course, we still have Friday Night SmackDown before we get to TLC. So they could potentially end up booking it there, but it certainly feels like there won't be a match happening there at all. But we'll keep an eye on that one as well. One star potentially also missing TLC is Seth Rollins. He suffered a broken finger in a street fight with Eric Rowan this past Sunday in Augusta, Georgia. There were plans for him to wrestle Cedric Alexander on Monday Night Raw just past, and there were plans to set in place a match at TLC between Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens. We didn't see that happen. In fact, we didn't see Seth Rollins doing anything particularly physical on Monday Night Raw this past week. A lot of the heavy lifting in his segments was done by the Authors of Pain. So they haven't officially made a match for Seth Rollins at TLC, and they may very well end up keeping it that way. Now, it's a broken finger, and it's something that is easily repaired. Seth Rollins probably won't miss a major amount of time because of it, but I know that with Seth Rollins, there are big plans going forward, and the last thing you'd want to do is do anything to potentially exacerbate an injury. So Seth Rollins may end up missing TLC this weekend. What we do know is we have two TLC matches announced, one featuring King Corbin and Roman Reigns, and the other featuring the Kabuki Warriors defending their women's tag team titles against Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. Of course, we will have reactions here at Cultaholic to that show, as the Cultaholic Heavyweight Championship will be on the line in a brand new predictions contest this weekend. Ross and myself will have all the predictions for TLC a little later on in the week. It's been revealed that MJF will address the challenge issued to him by Cody on tonight's AEW Dynamite from Garland, Texas. The MJF-Cody storyline is one I can really get my teeth into. I genuinely don't want to see MJF and Cody in a match for a while yet. I want MJF to come out tonight and say, hey, Cody, stick it. We're not having a fight. That's what I want to see. I don't want these two to have a match until way late into 2020. Let's build that long term. We'll see what he has to say tonight on a brand new AEW Dynamite this evening. WWE on Fox asked the question on Twitter, who should be the next inductee into the 2020 Hall of Fame? We know that NWO are going in. We also know that Batista's going to be there, but who else should go there? Randy Orton has had his opinion on the matter, and he has suggested a particular legend who hasn't been observed by the WWE for quite some time. He tweeted, hashtag Shamrock4HOF, calling for Ken Shamrock to take his rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame. There's a lot that we owe Ken Shamrock for in WWE that we do seem to forget about. The whole idea of the tap out came from Ken Shamrock. Like beforehand, if you submitted in a match, you just sort of nodded. Like the physical act of a tap out, I'm doing with my hands right now, that was born in Ken Shamrock matches, if memory serves. He was also like one of the first crossover stars from the UFC and the MMA world to be a part of WWE, sort of predating Brock Lesnar by many, many years. So I believe, and I agree with Randy Orton, that Ken Shamrock should be honored in the WWE Hall of Fame very soon. People magazine were chatting to Ronda Rousey, who say the door is open to a WWE return for her. Ronda says, though, she's not in that place to do it yet. She says, right now, I think my family needs my undivided attention. I'm happy to give them that. But I'm trying to figure out a way or a system that I could give both my family and WWE the best of me and not just be half-ass at both. Former WWE and Impact star Tyrus, a.k.a. Brodus Clay, a.k.a. George Murdoch, was among those sued by former Fox News personality Britt McHenry. This comes from sexual harassment allegations that she has levied against Murdoch and several other people at Fox. Murdoch's attorney, Tom Clare, was speaking to The Wrap and said that McHenry has accusations. Murdoch has denied McHenry's accusations and will be pursuing defamation counterclaims. Yesterday, Tokyo Sports announced the winners of their 2019 awards. Congratulations to Okada, who took the top honour of MVP of the year for the fourth time. Okada and Sanada from King of Pro Wrestling won Best Bout. Congratulations to Kento Miyahara from All Japan for outstanding performance. Kota Ibushi winning for Best Technique. Strong Machine J from Dragon Gate winning the Rookie of the Year. And Mayu Iwatami from Stardom, who won the Woman of the Year as well. Booker T was chatting on his radio show about the current spate of releases from WWE, in particular, The Ascension. And he had some quite sage points that we haven't considered in all of this. Booker T said, Ascension, they've been around since 2010, maybe a little longer, but those guys have been around for quite some time. For those guys to have run as long as they did, that is a career, almost 10 years. That's a career for a lot of guys. So big ups. It doesn't feel like they've been in the company for 10 years, does it? That is a heck of a run to be doing stuff in WWE. But I think we'll always wonder whether they could have done just a little bit more. And finally, a brand new episode of WWE Backstage aired last night. It was good to welcome CM Punk back to the show. Not as many pipe bombs this time round. However, he did fancy a bit of fantasy booking at the end of the show as it pertains to the Rusev, Lana, Bobby Lashley love triangle. This is what CM Punk reckons should happen next.
This, I don't know if I have enough time for this, but this is what I would do if I was the booker. And I'm not, obviously, because I'm sane. What you do is they have a match, they have a blow off, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Rusev wants to be involved with Lana anymore on screen. So Lana and Bobby go off, they do their thing. But eventually, you know what? Lana grinds on the nerves. Bobby's sick of her. So mm-hmm. what they do is he leaves Lana too. They have another divorce. Okay, they're out. She gets another tag team.
King's Court.
Okay,
team.
To go after Rusev and Bobby, who have become best friends.
Oh yeah.
Because they have the familiar, the ex-wife, yeah, where they're just like, oh man, this broad. We gotta, you know. Yeah. They become drinking buddies. This new tag team with Lana in tow go after them, and what they do at WrestleMania. They put Lana in a shark cage.
Oh,
okay.
Wonderful.
Because by WrestleMania, the new tag team is already so sick of Lana.
Yeah.
Okay. That the loser of the match gets
Lana.
What's in the shark cage. Okay. Now we can continue it past WrestleMania. I don't know if we're still doing shows in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But Lana in Saudi Arabia, I got ideas for that too. Come at me after the show. I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
More shark cages in WWE. I'm absolutely fine with this. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News coming up on our YouTube channel a bit later today. A very special surprise. I'll say no more about it. You and I know it. That's all I know. On the podcast feed, I know a few people have asked for it, but tonight we will drop the audio version of my chat with Matthew Gregg from Botchamania and the Cultaholic podcast, a very special, many have called wholesome edition of Desert Island Graps. You'll be able to hear it later on tonight. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.